Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm excited that you're on the line with us this afternoon. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International empowers women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. I'm excited that you've taken your lunch time today to tune in to Lunch and Listen. Today's Lunch and Listen is going to be so exciting because we have a special guest today. We have Rhonda Bayless. Rhonda is a founder. She's a founder of the Center of Wellness for Urban Women, and that is in the city of Indianapolis. And before I bring her on, I just want to set the tone and set the pace of what we're going to talk about today. It's going to be so exciting because this Saturday, June 26th, at 11 a.m., we are going to be, Harvest Girls International, Rhonda Bayless, is going to be at the MCL Cafeteria on 86 and Township Line Road for Lunch and Learn from 11 to about 1:30. So the event is free, and we're just going to give you a little prelude today, and we're just going to whet your appetite a little bit and give you something to look forward to on Saturday. We're going to be talking about today, Rhonda and myself, Giving Me the Best That I've Got by Any Means Necessary. Well, you know, Anita Baker has a song, Giving You the Best That I've Got. And so many times, women, we are the ones that do the nurturing. We are the ones that pour out, and we never fill back up. And Anita Baker's song starts out saying, ain't there anything I can give you in exchange for everything you give to me? Read my mind and make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. The scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm a stormy sea. And as a woman, we're always telling somebody, lean on me, I got this, you know, I'm the shoulder you can cry on. When in reality, what we need to do is to lean on each other. We need to support one another. We need to be there for one another. We need to fill up off of one another. We need to be in a continuing mode of filling up and empowering ourselves so that we can empower others. You know, we're so ready to give and we're so ready to pour out, but yet we're so unwilling sometimes and stagnated about filling ourselves back up. And that's what Rhonda's going to help us with today. She's going to help us to know what the seven principles of wellness are. A lot of times we feel like, you know, as long as I eat right and as long as I live right and as long as I'm in good health, I'm okay. But there's so much more to us than eating and looking good. And Rhonda's going to help us with that today. But before I bring Rhonda on, I just wanted to tell you to sit back. I just want you to relax. I want you to be empowered on your lunch break. I'm going to take a little longer today. I'm going to take 30 minutes because we have a guest in the house, and I want to give her time to just do a little girl talk, and we're just going to talk to one another. And I just want to say to you, Rhonda, welcome to the show. Welcome to Transformation Begins With You. We're so happy to have you today.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm so excited because I really love the mission of Harvest Girls. And it's always good to come together with other women-serving organizations to work towards empowering women. You know, we don't come together as often as we really should and work collaboratively. So I'm excited to be here.
Yes, this is so exciting because I am of the mindset, Rhonda, that women, we have this bad stigma on us that women, you get women together, they can't work together, they're catfighting. Mm-hmm. They're always, you know, in competition with one another. But we come today to dispel that rumor. We come today to show that there is power in everyone's gift and there's room for everyone's gift. Exactly. And I understand that your gift and my gift are two different things, but together we make a powerful blow. And so today, that is why we come together, to say that transformation does begin with us. It begins with you. Mm-hmm. It begins with all of you out there. So, Rhonda, I don't want to belong or belabor the situation, but tell us a little bit about you as Rhonda Bayless. How did you come to found this organization, and what does your organization do?
Well, the organization is the Center of Wellness for Urban Women, and just my background, and I actually still do work in HIV. I started working in HIV in 1995 as a volunteer working with women. And from that, I actually was the director of a program called Woman to Woman, and that program targeted women in HIV. And as I was, you know, serving women and developing the program and just looked around, it was very hard to link women to services. And very hard to get women to focus on their health. You know, as many times as, you know, we would do educational presentations and we would have these really great interventions, and we had to do so much work on just getting the women to focus on themselves. Like, this is about you. It's not about your partner. It's not about your children. It's not – just focus on you for this moment. And so because I wanted to expand the message, I needed to respect the agency where we were housed, because it was an HIV agency. So I said, well, let me develop something where I can expand the message. I wanted to respect the mission of the organization where I was housed. So I just started looking around. I started looking at other organizations across the country, actually, who were targeting women in different ways. So it wasn't about just in wellness and health, but different aspects of empowerment, to see what was going on out there with women organizations. And so I just started piecing it together, and I started looking at what's going on in Indianapolis, and said, you know what, this is what we need. This is a good opportunity to get that, if women need that first start into looking at their health, well, we call ourselves a CWU, that's what the acronym says. This is a good opportunity to get those first steps in, to get that your foot in the door into taking a look at who you are, and doing that without fear. Because a lot of times that's the biggest barrier, is that we don't want to – we think finding what I call perfected flaws, or, you know, those things that you need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
We think that's a bad thing. Like, somehow that means a bad thing if we, you know, we decide that, well, maybe a little depressed, or, you know, maybe I'm not as nice as I need to be, or whatever it is. So we think that's a bad thing, so we don't want to address them. You know, we don't want to take a look at it. So one of the things that CWU has decided is that we're going to help women to look at themselves and provide steps, tools, and resources to address whatever those issues are so they can live well. So this is about wellness. So it's more than absence of disease. It's a way that you live. So that is kind of the push that CWU is about. It's how are you living your life? And how do you approach it, and are you proactive in it? Instead of being reactionary and waiting for stuff to happen to you and then responding, why not really be honest about where you are? Go for it, you know, and that there are tons of resources out there. One of the biggest things that we really try to do is connect with organizations like yours and other Sit City, other, you know, some of our other partners, to say, hey, we don't have to be, CWU doesn't have to be that organization that does everything. There's plenty of organizations out there. There's plenty of programs out there. Connect, you know. If you don't know about them, we'll try to, you know, find out for you so you can participate. So just even personally, I have my own health journey, my own wellness journey that I try to share with women of, you know, I was raised with a mother who had I would like to say disordered eating, not necessarily a full-on eating disorder, but she was very careful about her body, and that in turn affected me and how I look at my health and my body. So I was raised with this woman who ate really odd ways, you know, was always self-conscious about how she looked, and that did get passed down to me. So as my late teens, I developed an eating disorder, and it's something that trying to get especially African-American women to face those types of things. So I'm very vocal about talking about eating disorders and how they affect our health and wellness. So it's just about being honest and transparent personally, to kind of pull women into facing and dealing with their health issues.
Absolutely, Rhonda. This is awesome. You know, as I was listening to you speak, I'm seeing now we need young girls at this event on Saturday, the 26th of June at the NCL cafeteria at 11 a.m. Not only do we need women, but we need our teenage girls there to come. Mothers need, they need to bring their daughters, and daughters need to bring their girlfriends so that we can empower them about life, just living. We miss out on so much of life because we're afraid, like you said, fear, to address the issues. And something about women and talking about eating and weight and disorders, the fear there, like you said, we have this perfect picture that we try to uphold of ourselves, and we know that no one is perfect. And what we need to do is to, I feed from you and you feed from me, and then we can feed the nation, we can feed the world through women coming together and doing that. Can you just give us a little bit, just peek, a little peek into the seven principles of wellness that you're going to be presenting on Saturday?
Absolutely. One of the philosophies around Siwu is that, you know, we hear about mind, body, spirit, and we understand that connection. And with the seven dimensions of wellness, we're just saying, yes, it's the physical, emotional, and spiritual that you need to pay attention to, but there's actually four other things that help you to live a balanced life. And those additional ones would be your environmental health, your occupational health, your social health, and intellectual health. And so what we do in our workshop is connect all seven. We show you how they all work together, and that when one or a couple are kind of out of whack, how it throws the other ones off. You know,
wow.
So it's about.
I love that. And you know, Rhonda,
yeah. So it's about. No, go ahead.
No, sometimes we just mind, body, spirit. Like you said, that's the three we always throw out there. Mind empowering you, mind, body, and spirit. I love the fact that you have four others. I love that.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, well, it's really about there's more to you. The mind, body, spirit is definitely more the thing that's more tangible to people. I think it makes sense. The other four are kind of external. So when you're looking at environmental, you know, you're looking at environmental health. So that goes kind of two ways. It's also just paying attention to your health, your environmental health in your house. Sometimes it's noise. I talk to people all the time about, can you turn stuff off?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't like silence. You know, it's disturbing to some people. Turning things down, finding those quiet moments. So the noise control, paying attention to, we're really big on recycling. You know, Siwu's had recycling workshops. You really push going green. We were a sponsor of the Indy Green Business Awards this year. We really believe in environmental health attached to recycling. We have to take care of our planet. And as you can see, she's responding to our lack of care. You know, we think what we're seeing is just like, oh, whatever. No, it's because we don't take care of it. But we also believe in going outside, just sitting out in the environment does wonders for your health. You know, breathing fresh air, paying attention, doing some gardening, growing things again. So that's kind of the environmental piece. And then we kind of attach it to, you know, like intellectual health, which is just always finding opportunities to stimulate your mind so that you're always growing and thinking. That doesn't necessarily mean a formal education, but it means that you're constantly trying to learn things. You're trying to better your environment through knowing more. You know, knowledge is power, right? So take the time out to learn different things. I tell people all the time, get online and just Google something. You know, wherever you want to know about, you can get online and find out. But take that time to do it. Occupational health, just paying attention to what gets you moving. What's your purpose?
Absolutely.
You know, people get really, oh, Rhonda, you have your purpose. I just need to find my purpose. Like, everybody has a purpose. Just take a look back and look at it, you know, examine it. And sometimes it's not the job. Sometimes we can't help the jobs we find. But there's plenty opportunities to volunteer. There's plenty opportunities for you to live out that purpose in other ways. So it's paying attention to that because you're going to find fulfillment in that. Social health is how you deal with one another. You know, how do I relate to family, friends, strangers, and my community, because that's attached to your health. You know, if you have a very negative attitude about your environment, or you don't get along with your family, of course that's going to affect your emotional, spiritual, and your physical health as well.
Absolutely.
So we do our best to show the tie. You know, we, like you said, a lot of people go out and they talk about mind, body, spirit, but I don't even think people really take the time out to understand how closely connected just those three things are. You know, what I eat is also connected to how I feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So exercising caused me to feel better, helps with depression. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's tying all those things together. So people can really see a clear picture of what the seven dimensions of wellness are about. So that, like I said, it's really about being proactive. We want women to not be so reactionary. And unfortunately, as African Americans, we kind of are reactionary with our health. You know, we wait till we get the diabetes. We wait till we get the heart disease. We wait till we get HIV. Then we'll respond. And none of those things we necessarily have to get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we do things on the forefront and just take the time out to pay attention to what our bodies and our minds and our spirit is saying.
Absolutely. And Rhonda, I'm excited to be tag teaming with you on Saturday. I will also be giving an inspirational talk on giving me the best that I've got by any means necessary and sharing a little bit of my story as to how I almost got to the places that you're talking about before I decided to do something about my life, not just my health, not just my spirit, and not just, you know, just my life, and looking, opening my eyes and looking at things in a different way. And just sharing that with other people. And I was one of the type of women that would jump in and help before I helped myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what came to me one day was I was on an airplane, and the flight attendant said, if you're traveling with a child or an elderly person, if the oxygen mask drops down, do not try to help that person first. Put that on you. You help yourself first, and then you supply air to them. And so it hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, aha, that's my aha moment. I'm so busy helping everyone else. Did I stop to breathe and suck in some air and give myself some oxygen to live? Because without that breath of life, you cannot live. You deplete yourself, and eventually you wither up and die. And so I started to say, that is my mission for me, is to start supplying myself with what I need, and then pour out into others, including my children, including my family. And so those are the things that sometimes as women we neglect. And I just kind of want to do a little girl talk right now. Just want to talk a little bit about women, and sometimes we're so awesome. We're so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many reasons why we say that we do what we do and why we don't do what we do. But the bottom line is we've got to give ourselves, give me the best that I've got by any means necessary. And that means whatever I have to do to live my life more abundantly, that's what I've got to do in order for me to empower you to be a complete woman. I may be able to give you some great inspiration, Rhonda, about what I've been through. But unless I have holistically empowered myself, I'm limited as to what I can give you. And so today you and I come together, and I want to give you some things and you give me some things, and together we will empower those women on Saturday at MCL at 11 o'clock. They will totally be empowered and life-changing. I want to announce something to you, Rhonda, and we're going to need your help on it. Harvest Girls has a campaign that in August we are going to announce Harvest Girls Goes Green. And so we're excited about going green, yes. And one of the reasons why we targeted Siwu was because of the environmental section that you have on the dimensions of wellness. And we need your help with that, because we want to teach our young girls, and we want to teach the women, because there's so many chemicals I've noticed just by me having some respiratory problems. Notice that chemicals in my home that I'm using that we've used for years, and I won't call any names, but that our moms have used for years and that we've used for years are not healthy for us. And that is breaking our health down as well. The chemicals we spray in the air to freshen our homes and those kinds of things. So those kinds of things that it's hard for women to let go of because we've been doing this for so long, we don't want to stop. But there are other things out there that can help us as well to make our homes smell fresh and cleaning products to help us. And that helps our environment, that helps our health.
Yes.
And when you talk about depression, I wanted to just say I've been there and been diagnosed with it. Did not understand. I knew I went through a divorce. I knew I went through a lot of things in my life. And is that why I'm depressed? Well, found out down the road it really wasn't those things. It was a hormonal problem. And because the hormones were bottomed out, that made it look like depression.
Right.
And so when I started eating right and I started walking and exercising and I just started making some wonderful changes in my life, now I'm medication-free. I feel great. I've got a long way to go, but I feel great because I made a change. I started. And I want to empower women, along with you on Saturday, to start that change with yourself. It's not about, like you said, it's not about other people. It's about you. It's about you starting the change. And guess what, Rhonda? When I started that change, my girlfriends were looking and they go, "What are you doing? Why are you taking the bread off of that burger?
Right.
Now it's a turkey burger and it's not a beef burger. And what are you doing?" But I've always been a leader. So it never troubled me to go forward. So now I notice when I go to the restaurants, I see my girlfriends eating their bread off of the you know. And so you kind of see we empower each other just by being true to ourselves and empowering ourselves. We empower each other. So I am excited that you and I have this opportunity to work together on this. And Rhonda, before we wind down, I just want you to, because I can go on and on and on. And when I get together with my girlfriends and my sister friends, I can go on and on. But I want you to tell them where your center is located. I want you, or give an address or a phone number or email address so that women can go to your site, they can look at it, they can contact you. You're open to speak to any organization. And so just go ahead and give us that information.
Okay, the best way, we are what we call a virtual organization, so we don't have a location, but we definitely communicate well through, you know, online communications. So you can visit and learn all you ever want to know about CWU at www.cwuwonline.org. Or you can just give us a call at 329-8496, and by email, it's just info at cwuwonline.org, and those places are the best ways to get a hold of us. And you know, we do so many different kinds of programs, and we're still a growing organization. I mean, we're only 2 years old, but we're trying our best to make an impact early. And so we walk every Saturday, and anybody is welcome to come up, you know, get up early at 8 a.m. And meet us on the canal, and we get our bodies moving. But more importantly, we actually talk to each other. So we're not just there walking, but we actually try to provide some support and encouragement for each person's journey. Everybody's on a different level. And then also, you know, if anybody wants, and if you, after you come out and you know, on Saturday, you see what we're doing with the Seven Dimensions of Wellness workshop, if you want it for your own organization, we'll love to come out and do that. But definitely, you know, go to our website. Once again, that's cwuwonline.org, and take a look.
Sounds great, Rhonda. Sounds great. I'm excited. I know.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah, I know the listeners out there are excited, and I know it's a free event, let me say that, on Saturday. You can get up and walk with Rhonda on Saturday morning, and then you can come and have lunch at the MCL.
Exactly.
MCL 11 a.m. on 86 and Township Line Road, and it's a free event. All we ask you to do is to RSVP, and you can do that at harvestgirls@yahoo.com. harvestgirls@yahoo.com and just give us a holler and say, I'm coming. I'm bringing two or three girls with me, and we just need to know so we'll know how many handouts and information that we need to have for youth so that we don't leave you powerless when you leave. We want to empower you and give you something to take with you. And I'm just excited for Rhonda. I know you ladies can come from 11 to 1:30. It's a lunch and learn. You'll eat your lunch. We'll have a session. And then you'll love on each other, and then you'll go home. And we're not going to keep you all day. There's still time for shopping and to do everything that you need to do. We just want to take a few moments of your time to give you something that can last you a lifetime. So
absolutely.
I'm excited. I look forward to seeing everyone on Saturday, June 26th, at MCL Cafeteria at 86 and Township Line Road, and 11 to 1:30. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. We've done so many of these. This is the kickoff of our summer series. We always do a summer series in the summer for the women, and so this is the kickoff. And so we want you to just be there and be empowered, but we also want to give you another little tidbit there. Harvest Girls International, and we'll have the award with us there so that you can see it, was honored by Ebony Magazine on just this past Saturday, June the 19th, at the Sister Speak Luncheon. Pine Sol was the corporate sponsor, and so we received an award from Harvest Girls International for the empowerment work that we do with women and young girls. So we will have that award there for you to see. We would love to take pictures with you as a group with the award so that we can put them on Facebook and just show that the women are supporting each other, not just for Harvest Girls, just as a group and a corporate event for women. So I'm excited to have Rhonda. Her spirit is wonderful. She's so passionate about what she does. If you have not visited her website, you need to do that. It is awesome. You can tell that this sister has put a lot of time in what she does. And for 2 years old, you have done some awesome things, Rhonda, and your work is not gone unnoticed. It is awesome.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to sign off right now, even though we have a few minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and sign off because I know you guys are still eating your lunch, and I know that you want to get back to work. But I just want to tell you to remember that transformation does begin with you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. And until we meet again, may God bless you. And for now, keep faith alive, keep hope alive, and keep love alive. God bless you until we meet again. Bye-bye now.